Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's stories are Circles by Alex Gordon and Patrick Latimer, read by Sally Cassano, and Aesop's Fables, The Ant and the Grasshopper, read by Truly Hondell, and The Tree and the Reed, read by Sarah Hondell.
Circles by Alex Gordon and Patrick Latimer. On a cliff, there lived a young vulture with its mother. When she was old enough to fly, her mother took her high up into the air, and they circled together, watching the ground below. "I want to show you something beautiful," she told her daughter, and they saw an old gemsbok staggering through the heat. "Look there, the gemsbok won't last long." Sure enough, the buck collapsed right there and died. The two vultures flew down. "This isn't beautiful," said the young vulture to her mother. "This is horrible." "I know," said her mother. "Death is very difficult and very sad, but it is also beautiful." "No way," said the young vulture. "Yuck!" "Well, just wait," she said. "We'll come back here soon and you will see." The next week, they visited the dead buck. Its skeleton was clean and white, and tiny plants had started to grow between the bones. The week after that, the shoots had grown tall and blossomed. A butterfly sipped at the flowers, and a songalolo rested in their shade. A week later, a pair of weavers was picking the leaves to build a nest. Bees were collecting pollen from the blossoms, and a spider had made her home between the buck's horns. And the week after that, they saw a young gemsbok nibbling at the tasty shoots. "Well," said the vulture's mother, "look at the life one buck has given. He has given a spider a home and weavers a nest, fed bees and butterflies, sheltered a songalolo, and helped the next generation of buck grow strong." The young vulture smiled. The two of them flew back to their nest, high up on a cliff. "It's not just our bodies we leave behind when we die," said the mother vulture. "We also leave our lessons, our love, and our memories." "Where do we leave all those things?" asked the little vulture. "We leave them in our children, our family, and our friends. You, little vulture, are already my green patch on earth, and you will be forever."
The Ant and the Grasshopper. In a field one summer's day, a grasshopper was hopping about, chirping and singing to its heart's content. An ant passed by, bearing along with great toil an ear of corn he was taking to the nest. "Why not come and chat with me?" said the grasshopper, "instead of toiling and moiling in that way." "I am helping to lay up food for the winter," said the ant, "and recommend you to do the same." "Why bother about winter?" said the grasshopper. "We have got plenty of food at present." But the ant went on its way and continued to its toil. When the winter came, the grasshopper had no food and found itself dying of hunger while it saw the ants distributing every day corn and grain from the stores they had collected in the summer. Then the grasshopper knew it is best to prepare for the days of necessity.
"Well, little one," said a tree to a reed that was growing at its foot, "why do you not plant your feet deeply in the ground and raise your head boldly in the air as I do?" "I am contented with my lot," said the reed. "I may not be so grand, but I think I am safer." "Safe," sneered the tree. "Who shall pluck me up by the roots or bow my head to the ground?" But it soon had to repent of its boasting, for a hurricane arose which tore it up from its roots and cast it a useless log on the ground, while the little reed, bending to the force of the wind, soon stood upright again when the storm had passed over. Obscurity often brings safety.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.